is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
News time right now. Shelley's here with that.
Mm-hmm. And coming up in the news, the Supreme Court said no to the MyPillow guy, and he's back and maybe gonna win an Oscar. It's all brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and More, your ultimate cannabis culture shopping experience. Ask about their loyalty program at 4 locations. Pitbull Tobacco and More, for locals by locals. It only takes 6 inches. That's what they said on 13 News Now this morning. For your car to stall out or, you know, get in trouble when the floodwaters. Outside today, you probably noticed it's wet, it's windy. We are still seeing some flooding in places. This morning, parts of us do remain under a coastal flood advisory, but the threat of flooding is going away. The tides are receding. A lot of the models had suggested major tidal flooding. Fortunately, we did not get it as bad all over yesterday as they were predicting. Now, the city of Norfolk says its local state of emergency ends this morning at 8 a.m. All city offices, recreation centers, libraries all resume normal operations at that point. Schools are on a 2-hour delay in Norfolk. There are still some flooded streets out there. They did open the garages for parking, most of them giving you until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. to get your car out. The city of Virginia Beach returned to normal operating conditions as of 6 o'clock this morning. Portsmouth canceled its local emergency last night. Those are some of the updates that have been coming in this morning. Now, along with the news from the Navy that the first deployment of the USS Gerald R. Ford is happening today. That was supposed to happen yesterday. Rescheduled for 12:30 today due to weather concerns.
Mm-hmm.
News 3 said the Ford, which was commissioned in 2017, is the first in a series of new class of carriers. It's got 23 new technologies meant to make it function easier and reduce operating and maintenance costs. So we like that. The carrier has a crew of about 2,700. So big thank you going out to all of them and their families as well. This is a short deployment. It'll send the carrier and its strike group into the Atlantic. Next year, they'll deploy for a longer global deployment, that according to WTKR. Now, another one of the things rescheduling around here is the Neptune Festival sand sculpting competition. The flooding canceled it yesterday, and the fact that it's going to be grody outside today is going to keep her closed today. That's what they said. That was the word that they used, grody. So the tent will open back up tomorrow.
Set the Wayback Machine there.
I know. I was like, I feel like I'm in elementary school.
Hey, it's don't grody. Bogart those words.
It's so grody. Now, elsewhere in the news, the New York Post says the United States is facing a butter shortage. Yes, we're looking at a butter shortage as the holiday season approaches.
Really?
Demand for butter products is surging. The supply chain problems, it's always got to be the supply chain. The supply chain problems and labor shortages are causing major production issues. Many people are concerned that the shortage will affect their holiday dishes.
Butter shortage.
Yeah.
Okay. The supply chain, they can't get butter here. They just can't make butter.
A combination. Supply chain and labor shortages.
Wow, that's just odd.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Very strange, yeah.
Because I do want butter on everything, please.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have a kind of butter that you buy every time? Or do you whatever's cheapest?
No, shut up. You're going to hate me because I do this.
Here we go.
No. I require organic, thank you, on just about everything I do. So I pay a little bit more for stuff. So
organic butter?
Yeah.
Have you ever made your own butter?
No.
Because you can. It's not very difficult, actually. We did it as kids in elementary school.
I have a friend who got into a Facebook fight over that once.
Making butter?
Yeah, she got a butter churner and was
really
excited about it. And then somebody commented right underneath, like, yeah, but you could just go buy it for like 99 cents. And that set her off.
Oh, snap.
She was like, yeah, but this was about my joy in doing this. And you're going to come at me like that. And yeah, it was a pretty good Facebook.
I was watching, some cooking show, I don't know, yesterday, day before, something like that. And there were advertisements for a particular kind of butter that I had never heard of before. And apparently it's a higher end butter. So you with your organic and then with this whatever it is, baking butter. Because it's 83% fat or something like that, which is, that's why you're putting butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to have these components.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
you want flaky crust? No? Yes? No?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Butter's good. You know what there's not a shortage of, though?
No.
New Jersey, the Gloucester Township, New Jersey patch website says that the police there plan to use pumpkin spice handcuffs on thieves.
That's hysterical.
Because we don't have pumpkin spice shortages going on.
No. No, that's a good point. There are no pumpkin spice problems.
They posted a picture of the handcuffs along with the caption, "Pumpkin spice handcuffs to be issued to all car burglars who take advantage of residents. Everything this time of year is pumpkin spice. Everything."
Oh, it's everything. Yeah, it's so worn out. It's just ridiculous.
Gonna do pumpkin spice handcuffs.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some good news, though. A new study by the Massachusetts General Hospital and National Taiwan University found that eating beef and burgers lowers the risk of depression.
You know, it is satisfying. If it's nothing else, it's satisfying.
The way it feels to bite in.
What does it cost to get an organic steak?
You know, I do prefer a grass-fed organic beef.
Do you?
I do. It's got a higher omega-3 count to it and stuff. There's just something good about it. But I will. I'll eat out. I'll eat out burgers. If I'm ordering at home, I prefer.
Because you can't get that stuff everywhere.
No, that's true.
No. How many restaurants actually feature organic products?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not.
Do you not look for that when you guys eat out?
No, I'm not. I'm not that much of a stickler. I used to be. I used to be. But I figured like eating out is a splurge. You get to go. Like calories don't count at that point.
Yeah, but I mean, you're paying extra to have the organic stuff at home.
Yeah.
That's the splurge.
Yeah, that's
honestly,
true.
That's the splurge.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I do my best to get all the chemicals and stuff out of my food. It's just me. It's like that eating garlic thing for the cold, you know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not telling anybody to eat any garlic.
Please don't.
I'm just saying, you know, that was...
Don't put it in your nose.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Terrible idea.
So a study found that 440,000 people, quote, "This is the first study reporting a potential beneficial causal effect of beef intake on lowering the risk. We found the higher the beef intake may be protective against major depressive disorder. Wow. And beef contains nutrients which may be beneficial to the prevention of depression, including zinc, iron, B vitamins, and protein." I mean, we all knew that eating a cheeseburger would make you happy, right?
It does. Oh, absolutely.
It does.
That was that thing from Shower Thoughts. You know, every minute that you're alive, you're 1 minute closer to your next cheeseburger.
Yes.
Hell yes.
Yes. Yeah. And that is one of my go-tos is to go to McDonald's and get a cheeseburger when I don't feel good.
I'll tell you, that is not organic.
No.
That is about as unorganic as it
No,
comes.
But it's good, you know?
Yeah.
It feels good. And somebody in one of my Halloween Facebook groups said that they work for McDonald's and that they are getting those Halloween buckets back for Happy Meals this year.
Oh, really?
I still don't have McDonald's confirmed proof on it, but I have somebody in a Facebook group saying that it's happening. So
it's got to be true.
Yeah.
It's got to be true. Yeah.
I'm on board with that, too. Elsewhere in the news today, the newest session of the Supreme Court just got back into session yesterday, and they used day one with the newest justice to block the MyPillow guy's attempt to block a case. Not a pillow case.
Right.
The defamation lawsuit filed by the voting machine company Dominion Voting Systems against MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is going to move forward. The case allows an August 2021 federal judge's ruling in the matter to remain in place. And according to the Associated Press, Dominion has accused Lindell of falsely accusing the company of rigging the 2020 presidential election in favor of Joe Biden. Lindell made various claims during news conferences and election rallies that the voting machines were rigged, according to the Associated Press as well. Dominion is seeking $1.3 billion in damages. Mike Lindell tried to block it, but the Supreme Court said, nope, bring it on.
No, they're not playing around. That's all they have is the voting machines. You know, that's how they make their living.
Mm-hmm.
And to blatantly say that they're somehow tamperable and they rigged it and this and that, they're going after him, Fox News, everybody that spread those rumors.
Yep. And the Supreme Court's in on it. Now, elsewhere, it's usually the stupidest TikTok challenge that makes the news. But I know you remember the ice bucket challenge to benefit the ALS Association.
Oh, yes. Yes.
A drug that the Food and Drug Administration just approved to help with the quality of life, help improve it for those living with ALS.
Yeah.
was approved by the FDA, and it's all thanks to the challenge. In 2014, people all over the world join in on this ALS ice bucket challenge, dumping a bucket of ice water on your head and telling your friends to do the same.
Mm-hmm.
It ended up raising $115 million in donations. That, according to the ALS Association, that money is what funded the research for this new FDA-approved ALS treatment. The new treatment is shown in clinical trials to slow the progression of the disease and extend life. So it's not a cure, but it is a positive step in the right direction.
So something, another thing that is good that came of that.
Yeah, exactly. It shows we can do good on the internet. Instead of like over on TikTok, what they're doing now, the debate is, what is the correct way to put your shoes and your socks on?
Sock, shoe, tie, tie.
Sock, shoe, tie, shoe, tie.
Sock, shoe, tie, tie. Obviously.
Ta, obviously.
And do you put both of your socks on first? Do you tie both of your shoes at the very end? Or do you complete one shoe before you put the second one on? There are so many possible combinations.
And then how do you tie your shoes? Do you do two rabbit loops and then loop through? Or do you go rabbit around and loop through the bottom and capture the bunny and all that jazz?
Oh, sock, shoe, shoe, tie, tie. It was in second place. It got about 90% of the votes, along with sock, shoe, tie, shoe, tie. This is so stupid.
Very.
Yes.
It's great that we have all this extra time.
You know.
To do this stuff. TikTok.
Yeah, that's the internet. All right, and then finally this today. The Miss USA competition aired last night on the FYI channel. Miss Texas. Rabani Gabriel was crowned Miss USA 2022. Miss North Carolina came in second, though, so right down the road from here. Congratulations to her.
I'm sorry, on what channel?
I know. I thought the same thing. The FYI channel?
Is that how far we have fallen? This used to be a marquee thing. How long? How long before you're going to see the Academy Awards on the FYI channel?
Because
that's where this is going.
Owned by the A&E Networks, mm-hmm. the joint venture between Disney and the Hearst Communications.
What red carpets that they used to show on the TV Guide channel? Was it the red carpet for the Academy Awards? It was just the red carpet, but not the actual awards. Pretty soon the awards will be on these channels because they just keep tumbling. The idea that this formerly famous pageant is now relegated to an obscure channel that can't be on half the cable systems of the United States,
well,
you know?
It used to be the Biography channel, named after its television series, Biography.
Biography.
But they changed the name.
Remember those? Yeah. We did a whole bunch of those bits.
Yeah,
we did the Biography of Satan. That was funny.
Yeah, it was rebranded in 2014 as FYI. Yeah. To get away from the Biography.
Ah, okay.
And now that's where you see Miss America.
Wow.
The Miss USA.
Miss USA. Different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Miss Universe. Sell This House. Food Factory. Shipping Wars.
Are those the ones that Trump owns?
Zombie
or
house flipping.
Own? Yeah. Miss Universe and Miss USA. That might be his pageant. He did own Miss Universe.
He owned them at one point.
I don't know if they still does, but yeah.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was purchased from Trump in 2015.
He got out.
Yep.
And he would be the first one to tell you that.
In 2020, for the first time, the FYI Network broadcast
the back when I had it, it was still on NBC. It was fantastic. Many people said it was the best award show ever. I don't know. And now it's on FYI. Yeah, it falls off. They can't do it. They just can't do it.
And she was crowned in Reno, Nevada.
Done.
So congratulations to her.
Yep.
Around here today, rain, clouds, a high in the upper 50s, breezy northwest winds around 24 miles per hour, gusts as high as 34, rain likely tonight, 54 is your low, and then rain likely early on tomorrow, then we'll have cloudy skies, but we're working our way back towards the sun and warmer weather, so after we get through tomorrow, it looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, even Monday next week are all going to be sunny and good.
Yay.
So you got that to look forward to. Just trying to give you some hope. Right now we're at 50 degrees, and I am Shelley for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.